Ramayana Aranyakanda, Part 11. After killing Maricha, Ram hastened back to his cottage. Along the way he thought, "The Rakshasas certainly want to take revenge against me for slaughtering their entire army at Janasthan. Maricha's tricks were probably part of a plan to lure me away and devour Sita. I pray that Lakshman did not leave Sita alone after hearing Maricha cry out, perfectly imitating my voice." But Ram's apprehension increased upon hearing the frightful cry of a jackal at his back. Then birds and other wild animals began to pass Ram on his right side, uttering frightful cries. And moreover, his left eye twitched, his left arm throbbed convulsively, and his heart thumped. And while observing these inauspicious signs, Ram met up with Lakshman coming from the cottage. Taking him by the left hand, Ram immediately began to reproach him. "How could you disobey my order, leaving Sita unprotected? From all the inauspicious omens that have appeared, I can understand that Sita has either been killed or kidnapped. Oh, Lakshman, how could you leave Sita all alone by herself?" As the two rushed back to the cottage, Ram suddenly tripped on the forest path. Overwhelmed with fear of losing Sita and angry with Lakshman for leaving her unprotected, Ram began to lament like a deranged person. "If Sita is dead, then I shall kill myself, for I cannot bear to think of living without her. Oh, Lakshman, how could you betray me like this and leave my dear Sita unprotected?" "Oh, my brother, Sita became a mad woman after hearing your cries for help. She spoke harshly, accusing me of leaving you to die so that I could enjoy with her. Then she accused me of being Bharata's accomplice, your enemy in disguise. Hoping to prove her accusations false, I came here to your aid. Oh, Lakshman, there is no excuse for leaving Sita unprotected. You are fully aware that I am unconquerable, and I do not lack prowess for defending myself from Rakshasas or anyone else. You should not have become provoked by a woman's anger and thus disobeyed my order. Oh, my brother, you have made a great mistake. Such behavior is unworthy of you." Ram and Lakshman finally reached the cottage, only to find it deserted. Ram then began searching all around for Sita. Failing to find her, Ram's face appeared withered and dark from grief. Afflicted with transcendental madness from feelings of separation, Ram then began questioning the trees. "Have you seen my beloved Sita passing this way, dressed in yellow silk and decorated with flowers in her hair?" Ram then began asking the forest animals and birds if they had seen Sita. But receiving no reply, Ram became more morose. Then, imagining that Sita had suddenly appeared before him, Ram cried out, "Oh, dearly beloved, why are you running away from me and hiding yourself? Why do you not speak to me?" Ram then imagined that Sita had been devoured by the Rakshasas, and he envisioned her delicate bodily features. Ram and Lakshman continued to comb the surrounding mountains and forests, refusing to give up hope of finding Sita. However, when Sita could not be found, Ram became discouraged and sat down in despair. Regardless, Lakshman encouraged Ram to continue searching. Thus, they roamed across many mountains, forests, and plains. But finally, Ram could go no further, and he gave way to his intense grief. Standing motionless, seeming bereft of all reason, he breathed hotly, and his eyes filled with tears. Ram then became indifferent to Lakshman's assurances that they would find Sita. Tormented by love, Ram cried out helplessly again and again, "Sita! Sita! Oh, my darling, have you hidden yourself just to play a joke on me? I beg you to please come out, for my suffering is intolerable." There are many instances of devotees weeping in separation from the Lord. For example, the milkmaids of Vrindavan spent their whole life wandering in search of Krishna. As the perfect devotee, Lord Chaitanya also adopted the mood of separation as the highest expression of love of God. Still, one may ask why Ram, the Supreme Lord, would weep for his beloved just like an ordinary man. Indeed, being the omniscient Lord, Ram certainly knew her whereabouts. The fact is, the Lord enacts his pastimes for several reasons. Foremost, he comes to teach us that he is never impersonal, but is always the Supreme Person. And thus, he gives pleasure to his devotees and teaches the mental speculators and mystic yogis that the Supreme Absolute Truth is indeed a person, captured and controlled only by love. Secondly, the Lord comes to establish dharma, the way of righteousness. The Lord also comes to annihilate the demons. And so, by weeping over his abducted wife, Lord Ram establishes dharma, the right mode of conduct. And he also shows us, by negative example, the condition of an ordinary man too much attached to women. This incident also shows that a woman should always be protected, lest she be exploited by rakshasas like Ravana. Vedic living has no scope for a woman being independent. However powerful a woman may be, she cannot protect herself independently. And still furthermore, this incident is for the instruction of the materialists. On the spiritual side, Ram, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is not at all subject to material conditioning. Indeed, the separation Ram experiences from Sita is understood as transcendental conjugal love in separation. And this is an activity of the Supreme Lord's pleasure potency and belongs to the mellow of conjugal love which is found in the spiritual world. Although repeatedly called for, Sita did not appear. Ram became convinced that she had been devoured by the rakshasas. Lakshman was also sick at heart. Ram then spoke, "O Lakshman, please go to the banks of the Godavari, for perhaps Sita has gone there to collect flowers." Thereafter, when Lakshman returned from the Godavari without Sita, Ram personally went to the river and began asking the trees and animals about her. However, due to fear of Ravana, none of the creatures dared reply, although Ram did notice that the deer were looking at him with meaningful intention. Ram then questioned the deer and tried to read their minds looking through their eyes. The deer seemed to reply by turning their heads upward and to the south, as if indicating that Sita had been carried away through the sky in that direction. Lakshman could also understand the message of the deer, and he suggested that they walk towards the south in hopes of finding some clue. After setting out, they soon came to a trail of scattered flowers, which Ram recognized as the very ones he had given Sita. Addressing a nearby mountain, Ram asked, "Where has my Sita gone after passing this way?" But receiving no answer, Ram became enraged. "O mighty hill, if you do not reply to me, I shall shatter you to pieces with my arrows." However, there was only silence as Ram glowered at the peak with hot eyes. Ram then prepared to release his arrows at the mountain when Lakshman pointed out Sita's footprints besides those of a giant Rakshasa. Following those footprints, Ram and Lakshman soon came upon Ravana's broken bow and quiver, portions of his shattered chariot, along with pieces of Sita's broken ornaments. Then, when drops of blood were found, Ram concluded that Sita was indeed devoured by Rakshasas, for it appeared that two man-eaters had fought over her at that very spot. Gazing upon the dead mules, smashed chariot, and scattered weapons, Ram vowed, "No Rakshasa shall escape my vengeance, for today I will destroy all of them in retaliation for the killing of Sita. Why have the useless demigods not done something to save my helpless wife? If the demigods do not deliver Sita to me at once, as revenge for their negligence and the crime of the Rakshasas, I shall destroy the entire universe." Ram's eyes were red hot with anger, and his lips, tightly pressed together, trembled with rage. Then, taking his bow from Lakshman, Ram placed a most terrible arrow, meant to destroy the entire universe, upon the string. Terrified, Lakshman joined his hands in supplication. "O Ram, by nature you are gentle, self-controlled, and the well-wisher of all living entities. Therefore, please control your wrath and do not act hastily. It appears to me that there was only one Rakshasa involved in the fight, for there is but only one broken chariot. So let us continue to search for Sita. If we still do not find her, then you can act as you see fit. Oh, my dear brother, you must practice forbearance, since suffering is inevitable. For if you cannot tolerate life's miseries, how can the common man be expected to do so? You should only consider how your enemy may be killed. There is no need to destroy the entire universe." And while speaking in this way, Lakshman lovingly massaged his brother's lotus feet, gradually pacifying him. After withdrawing the arrow from his bow, Ram assented to Lakshman's suggestion that they search the entire area of Janasthan more thoroughly.